Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Oh, it's that time. We know it's coming close to the end of the show, but it's also the dumbest of us. So it's like a high
note. Got it. I was going to say end on a high note, or is that a low note?
It's a high note. It's a low note that makes you laugh, so I guess it's a high note.
Okay.
It's someone else's low note. All right. Let's kick it off with the news attack where the first sentence is true, the second sentence is a bad joke, and here comes our birthday girl.
All right. A study finds that people dealing with rejection actually feel literal pain.
Oh.
Is this supposed to make us feel sorry for Donald Trump?
This is going to make me say, I hate you more.
Yeah. I'm going to reject him all day long. Which I already do. So.
It's spring. That's that odd time of year. I can't decide if the temperature is right for cleaning out my gutters or taking down those Christmas lights.
Neither around here. If you're trying to cut back on caffeine, researchers say the best way is to cut down a little bit each day. Or just quit cold turkey and take up smoking instead.
I just thought that fit. According to 2026 data, about one in four U.S. homes now have video doorbells. My video doorbell keeps exchanging photos with the neighbor's video doorbell.
Oh. Something's going on. Is that good or not?
I don't know.
In Germany, police were after a pickpocket that reached underneath bathroom stalls and stole money while people were sitting on the toilet. Authorities were especially upset because not only was the thief bold and brazen, but according to reports, he left the scene of the crime without washing his hands.
No, see, it's not true. Hey, what's going on? What you doing?
Pretend to be asking for some toilet paper because yours is out.
Look up.
Wipe their wallet.
Now researchers say there's a cave on the moon that could be a good place for astronauts to live during an extended stay on the moon. Scott's Airbnb account is already listed as a unique off-grid experience and charging $1,800 a night. A flight is extra.
They may find that, you know, the big NASA mission is going up here within the next couple of days if the weather conditions are right. And they're going to get a rare glimpse at the dark side of the moon.
Ooh, I want to play that song now. All right. On to wacky but true. And also they announced that they're rolling back the moon landing another year.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
But they're still doing their test flight things.
Well, that's what the aliens told us to do.
Yeah. Off to Oregon we go for our first wacky but true story. We don't add anything to these, but maybe a song. This police in Oregon responded to a robbery attempt that felt less like a crime and more like an improv exercise gone wrong. A man walked into a convenience store, kept one hand in his pocket, and demanded money, claiming he had a gun. The clerk, ooh, who has clearly seen some things, calmly asked to see the gun. The suspect refused, maintaining that the weapon was definitely real, very serious.
Was this Donald?
It sounds like it. When the clerk didn't react with the expected fear, the suspect reportedly made a pew pew sound effect to emphasize the impending threat. At that point, the clerk declined the robbery, and the suspect left empty-handed before being arrested shortly after. Police say the suspect is now facing charges and possibly a lifetime ban from using sound effects.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen to you, Scott.
Could you imagine me with a lifetime ban?
Working.
See? Be horrible. And you wouldn't get things like this.
Mine. Dun, dun, dun.
Walked in tough with a pocket full of dreams. Said, give me cash, but nothing's what it seems. Clerk said, show me. He said, nah, just trust. And whisper, pew, pew, like that was a must. Crime of the year, method unclear, sir. This is a robbery, not theater improv here. Pew, pew, justice, bang, bang, bluff. Turns out finger guns ain't enough. You can't rob a store with sound effects. That's not crime, that's bad reflex. Now he's booked with a brand new plan. Retire forever in a cozy cell with a dude named Stan. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum. Cozy cell with a dude named Stan. All right, ignore the colors, Val, and it's your turn.
All right. Authorities in Germany say a driver blindly followed their GPS directions straight into a river late at night. The driver claimed that the navigation system instructed them to continue forward, despite the fact that the road had very clearly transitioned into open water. Witnesses say the vehicle drove straight off a small embankment and into the river, where it quickly became submerged up to the windows. The driver managed to escape safely and was later rescued, while officials recovered the car and issued a reminder about using common sense along with navigation technology. Experts say GPS is a helpful tool, but it should not replace your eyes, your brain, or basic awareness of what a river looks like.
Dashboard glowing, voice so calm. Keep going straight like it's a song. Road turns shiny, starts to wave. Common sense quietly digs its grave. Flash goes logic, car goes down. Still trusting tech like it wears a crown. Pull up the line right into doom. GPS just booked your room. Water ahead, but you don't care. Recalculating, your car's bubbling under there. Use your eyes, use your brain. Always rescuing you is a real pain.
Off to England, where a man attempting to report suspicious activity ended up accidentally reporting himself. I know what you're saying. How's that happen?
Yes, how does that happen, Scott?
Police say the caller dialed emergency services to complain about a suspicious person lurking near a property. During the call, he gave detailed descriptions, including clothing, location, and behavior. Officers quickly realized the description matched the caller himself, who had been seen pacing outside while on the phone. Police arrived. They found the man still there, continuing to describe himself as suspicious. I'm suspicious. He was not charged, but officers did have a long conversation about self-awareness.
And drinking, yeah. Maybe?
Authorities say no crime was actually committed, but they did recommend the man avoid playing both suspect and witness at the same time. And this song, oh, aptly boy. Titled, Stalking Myself.
Who you gonna call? That's right. Who you gonna call? Who you gonna call when it's you, my friend? Self-reporting your crimes again. Suspect and witness in one neat file. That's multitasking with strange style. No charges filed, just one request. Stop arresting yourself as a hobby now. Get some rest. Look, it's me.
Goats about goats.
He keeps making faces at me when I make faces at him.
I hate that guy. I can't stand him.
All right. Police in a small Texas town found themselves in an unexpected pursuit when a goat escaped from a nearby property and took off down a main road. Officers attempted... The goat sound came out of nowhere.
I thought that might have amused you.
It did. I'm so easily amused. Officers attempted to corral the animal, but the goat repeatedly dodged capture, weaving through traffic, hopping curbs, and ignoring all verbal commands. At one point, the goat reportedly stopped, stared directly at officers, and then bolted again, suggesting a level of personal enjoyment. After a lengthy chase involving multiple patrol units, the goat was finally captured and returned safely to its owner.
Wow.
Police say the goat is now back home, and he is currently undefeated in all interactions with law enforcement.
Yay! All right, so this starts this is the first of four animal stories. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Texas road and a goat gone wild. Dodging cops like a chaos child. Sirens blaring, hooves on fire. That goat said, look at that cop perspire. Stops and stares like you almost won. Then bolts again, just for fun. Run, goat, run, undefeated streak. Law enforcement playing hide and seek. Jump that curb, ignore that law. Outrun the badge with a chewing jaw. Back home safe, case complete. Still the champ on four hooves.
That just might be the best goat song ever.
It's pretty good. I don't know.
I think I've mentioned this before. If you want a laugh, just look for the Geico scapegoat commercial. Hilarious.
All right. In case we don't make you laugh, there's an option.
Yeah, there's an option.
Yeah, there's
we'll
a more
always
options
give you
out
other
there.
Options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hotel in Illinois had to update its pet policy after a guest checked in with what they described as an emotional support animal. That animal turned out to be a full-grown duck wearing a diaper.
At least it had on a diaper.
Yes. Staff say the duck behaved well, walked calmly through the lobby, and even rode the elevator without incident, though it did attract attention from other guests who were not expecting farm animals during their stay at the hotel. Hotel allowed the duck to remain, but later clarified its policy to better define acceptable animals. Management says the duck was polite and well-behaved, which already makes it a better hotel guest than most humans.
No kidding.
Checked in calm with a duck in tow. Diaper on, ready to go. Lobby staring, elevator ride. Ducks more chill than guests inside. No complaints, no loud demands. Just better manners than half the humans.
Quack check-in, VIP suite.
Tiny web feet on a hotel street.
No trash talk, no late night wreck.
Just waddling calm and earning respect. Best guest award, no surprise. That duck's got class, the money can't buy.
Little duck in there myself.
I like that it was just all chill. Yeah
very chill.
Ben, yeah.
All right, next animal story. And I didn't all do right. this on purpose.
Oh, okay. Police in Pennsylvania say a dispute inside a convenience store took a turn that no employee handbook has ever prepared anyone for. According to authorities, a woman became involved in a heated argument with staff. After storming out, she returned moments later holding what witnesses described as an extremely agitated raccoon. Without further discussion, she reportedly released the raccoon into the store, where it immediately began running through aisles, knocking over merchandise, and creating what police later described as complete chaos. Customers and employees scrambled for safety while the raccoon did what raccoons do best: panic, destroy, and make everything worse. Kind of like us. Police eventually arrived, removed the animal, and took the suspect into custody. Now, authorities say the raccoon was unharmed, but is now being considered an accomplice with excellent commitment.
That's too cool. So I would have went into the store, held up the raccoon, and said, "You shall not pass!" That's awesome. Who takes an angry raccoon into a store, sets it loose? And how did she get into the, you know, how did she take the raccoon out of her car? This means she was driving with it. And then, like,
was prepared for this at some point.
Yeah, I guess so, because it says as an accomplice at the story, an accomplice with excellent commitment. So apparently, she's used this raccoon to attack people before. Yeah. And he's got that mask, so he's like a little Batman.
He's already in disguise.
Yeah, huh.
Holding chaos in furry form. Little masked bandit, ready to storm. Release the beast out nine war. Snacks go flying, dignity hits the floor. Ooh. Raccoon riot, snack attack, that little outlaw. Don't hold back, cans go down. Chips take flight, employee handbook says good luck tonight. Ooh. Perfect crime, maybe not quite. But that raccoon understood the assignment right.
Choo-choo. All right, last animal story, Val.
Okay. Am I doing this one too?
Oh, is it my turn? Oh, it is my turn. I'm sorry. It's because the colors are backwards. In North Carolina, emergency dispatchers received a call from a man who said he was being stalked by... Well, I'm not going to tell you yet. He was being stalked and needed help. The caller reported that something was tracking him down the street and refusing to leave him alone. Officers responded expecting a possible threat situation. Instead, they found a man persistently followed by a small but determined pig.
Small but determined.
Yeah, it apparently decided it was his new best friend. Officers say the pig continued trailing the man even after they arrived, ignoring all attempts to redirect it and showing what they described as remarkable dedication to the man. Maybe he had some kind of health problem.
Maybe. Maybe the pig thought he found his forever home.
Eventually, animal control was called to retrieve the pig and return it to its owner. Police say no charges were filed, though the pig is still being investigated for aggressive friendship.
Have you been charged with that before, Scott?
Once. And here's what the goat had to say about the pig. Sure.
How many songs about animals does Scott have to write tonight?
It's tough.
Now stalking pigs, strum it loud and proud. A swine says this guy's pretty fine. Step for step, no retreat. Just stalking me down the street. Oh my, those scary pig's feet. Follow, follow, don't let go. Pig said, buddy, we're a duo. This guy back to the farm. No crime here, just love too big. You got stalked by a loyal pig.
Yeah.
That would not be, have been even worked half as well without the banjo.
You can't do a pig song without banjo.
Without
I learned
banjo.
That at least 40 years ago. Can't do a pig song without no banjo. And no, Val takes us to France.
All right. A man in France attempted to pay for items at a store using what appeared to be cash until the cashier took a closer look. The bills were not counterfeit in the traditional sense. They were hand-drawn, complete with numbers, designs, and what witnesses describe as surprising artistic effort. So not exactly like Ski by the Sea does, but...
Close.
Similar.
Okay.
The man reportedly insisted the drawing should be accepted, arguing that he had put the time into them. Police were called, and the man was taken into custody. Authorities say the bills were not legal tender, but they did note the suspect showed strong potential for an art career.
Nice. At least they gave him some kudos at the same time they arrested him. So I have to explain this one before. So I did the song for this kind of like art guy, and I didn't delete all the lyrics from the previous song by accident about the pig. Okay. But since this is a crime, the pig thing kind of works.
Okay.
With the two songs. So not that I want to refer to police officers like that. I love you, but it does kind of work.
Okay.
Numbers drawn with careful flair. Art class effort everywhere. Legal tender, he made his case. Sir, that's Monopoly with extra grace. Drawn money, don't spend too well. Even if you shade it swell. Banks prefer it printed clean. Not colored in with a blue and green. Art career, yeah, you might. Just stay away from cops, alright. Step for step, no retreat. Just stalking me down the street. Oh my, those scary pig's feet.
See, it still works.
Follow, follow, don't let go. Pig said, buddy, we're a duo. Call the cops, sound the alarm. Take this guy back to the farm. No crime here, just love too big. You got stalked by a loyal pig.
See, it actually works for both songs. Thank you. It was the end of the night. It's like midnight. I am so tired. It's the last thing I was doing for the show was the songs. And I was like, oh, man, that one got messed up. And then when I listened to it, I was like, it's perfect. Sometimes
happy accident
exactly. I kind of like this show. We accidentally started doing it and we're really happy. Mm-hmm. All right, so Val's birthday, one last round of applause for my beautiful sister. Love you. I'm so glad you decided to spend your birthday with me and the boys.
Oh, thank you. Thanks to all the boys for the special things they did for my birthday today. Thank you. And I guess Nigel for the special song. And what a great start to my birthday.
All right. And that's your odd news for Tuesday.
For today.
Yes.
This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
Engage.
Don't forget. Catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20. I hate this job. You got it.